Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
But the Bombers have changed, you know, their CEO, they've changed their president in recent times, and now they've got a new coach as well, who was lured, of course, out of AFL House for a second crack at the paper. He did say that after initially not being sure that he wanted, in fact, he didn't want to get back into coaching, he's now hungrier than ever. But he did stress multiple times that this was just going to take time. So are Essendon fans accepting of that? I mean, I wonder what Essendon fans' patience level is like, because when the coach says three or four times in a two-minute interview that we know it's going to take time, I wonder how that washes with you. 1-300-736-736. Jake Stringer's been a big talking point again during the off-season, Scoob. Now, as you're about to hear, Brad Scott said he played sore at times last year, and they've almost had to start again with Jake Stringer, strip it all back, strengthen him up in the right areas to get him right for a long campaign. This is the new Essendon coach, Brad Scott, speaking about Jake Stringer.
Yeah, he had a lot of groin pain towards the end of last year, and you know, everyone knows the influence Jake can have on games in really short periods of time, but he's a strength, power, impactful type athlete. And it's very difficult to do that when you're sore. And so he played sore a lot last year, so our priority has been to strip things back for Jake and build up, you know, his strength in all the right areas so that he can get back to full power and full strength. And our philosophy's been, if that sets him back a little bit in terms of his conditioning for round one and the early rounds, then we'll live with that. But, you know, I want to make sure that when he's playing for us, he's at his powerful best. And so that's been the philosophy with him, and so far so good.
Geez, so he says if that means a lack of conditioning in the early rounds, they'd live with that. I mean, that doesn't fill you with confidence, does it, if you're an Essendon supporter and a fan of Jake Stringer? You've had all off-season to get yourself right. And here we are, February 8th, and is a chance to be starting the season underdone with a lack of conditioning.
That underdone is because of his late start, because of
Not the first rodeo either, by the way, in this space for Jakey, as good as he is. That's the source of frustration, I would have thought.
Scotty will sort him out.
Will he? Yeah. He was asked as well about the aesthetics of the game, Brad Scott as well. Always played a pretty attractive brand at North Melbourne, I reckon, Brad Scott. But he was asked, I guess, how he's going to go about it and the sort of game plan that he's going to engineer down at Essendon.
Yeah, I have a much greater awareness of it because coaching, almost by definition, you're very, very single-minded, and you have a narrow focus on what your objectives are. And my responsibility to the Essendon Football Club is to build a world-class football program where players can achieve their potential. And, you know, if we do that, we're really confident we can win some games along the way. That's a coach's job, but I have a greater awareness and understanding of how important, you know, the look of the game is for the overall health of the game at all levels, not just at AFL level and what we see on TV, but, you know, I spent, you know, more than 12 months working in community football at AFL Victoria, and, you know, there is a huge ecosystem that exists at community level with football, and what happens at the elite level tends to flow down to those community levels, but also to juniors as well. So that the way the game looks is very important, and it's always going to frustrate the fans in the short term, because one thing I know working at the AFL, all the fans want you to leave the game alone and don't change any rules except for the rule that they don't like. And everyone's got one rule they don't like. So, you know, the AFL's in a no-win position there, where, you know, they're custodians of the game. They've got to make sure that the game is really compelling to everyone watching it.
As Brad Scott yesterday, there's only one rule that is important to him now as coach, and that is winning. Mm. Whatever it takes, just win the game. We might talk about anything with Donald Tip and Woody later as well, because he was asked about him. He said if the quarters were reduced to 8 minutes, he'd be playing round one and playing every week. So he's realistic enough when it comes to Tipper. But he said in all the match sim and all the practice match scenarios they've done, he's been good, but it's just about how long can he keep that up for over the rigours of a long AFL season. So We'll have to see how that one pans out. Sounds like he's got a bit of work.
One of his other comments was on the captaincy. He preferred one and not group.
Yeah,
he
did.
A group of captains.
We'll come back to the
captain. That's coming back in, I reckon, just the sole leader at footy clubs.
Indeed. We might get into that after the break because GWS are about to make a change in that regard as well. And Fremantle have, and I'd be really surprised if Dyson Apple's captain of Essendon this season. But Gary's on the road for now. I think he wanted to talk about Jake Stringer and where he's at physically. G'day, Gaz.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Just regarding Essendon, you're talking about, how do Essendon's fans feel with Brad Scott saying, we're going to take it slow or it's going to take time. I think as long as the club's heading in the right direction, it sounds like they're building strong foundations. To me, that's perfect. I don't care how long it takes. We've been pretty lucky over the years. So I don't care how long it takes as long as the club's being built for the future.
All right, Gary, sounds like you've got your head screwed on there, straight as an Essendon support. Appreciate your call this morning. I wondered, though, given they sort of, I know they played finals a couple of years ago and it's been so long since they've won a final and they've built and fallen a couple of times in the years sort of prior to that. But obviously with a new coach coming in, I suppose all bets are off.